Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
It's a little quiet here at the marina right now, but you should have seen the scene this morning. Boats backing in. They got two lanes of boats backing in. Shotgun starts. We are live. This is probably one of Montana's premier events. The Walleye Cup, the Governor's Walleye Cup. Look at the Governor's fishing his own Walleye Cup. I think that's great. And I'm not sure that happens at any place across this country. And people appreciate that. You know, yes, we might have a chance to hear from him today if the cell towers cooperate with us here as well. Yes, we are live for a Friday on Voices of Montana at the Walleye Cup. Governor Greg Gianforte, we want to kick that right off here. What a great way to do that, to kick off the Governor's Cup with the governor here on Voices of Montana. Greg, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Tom, I'm doing great. We're out on the water. It's been a beautiful morning so far. It's just great to be out here and enjoying it.
You know, I know I'm not supposed to ask you where you are, but where are you?
We're on the lake.
I know that. You know, and I appreciate this, too, because there's rules, and so we can't talk about fishing because you might be pulling them in like crazy, and we can't talk about that because then people would just be running to you there. Greg, thanks for joining us here, too. Why don't you tell me what it means? Because, I'm sitting here with Lisa Koski and Carla Huntsley, and we think you're probably the only governor in the nation that's fishing in his own Governor's Cup.
Well, it's such a – what a tremendous resource Fort Peck is. And, you know, the Glasgow Chamber does such a great job. Lisa and her team, this is an event of the year. And it's just neat when that cannon goes off and all the boats take off out of the harbor to go to their lucky spot. And this is the fourth year I'm fishing this tournament, and I wouldn't miss it.
You, you're looking to place a little higher this year, aren't you, sir?
Well, hope springs eternal. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I can't give you all the details, but we've boated a few fish already this morning, and we're hoping for bigger and more.
Good. Glad to hear that. What's it like? I mean, because this you're a hard fisherman. This is a competitive tournament here as well. But there's so much camaraderie. I saw you at the rules meeting yesterday, and people are coming up to you. You're not Greg the governor. You're Greg the fisherman, so to speak. But you know, what's it like to you when you get a chance to kind of be one of the regular people in your own tournament here?
Well, it's a privilege. We are so blessed in Montana to have resources like Fort Peck, like our trout streams in western Montana, the public lands. And, you know, we're out here on the lake. There's almost 200 boats in this tournament, but, you know, I can't really see another boat anywhere. It's so this is a big lake. There's a lot of water, and it's just tremendous to be out here.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a call, too. I know you're going to be here for 2 days, aren't you? I mean, you're in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. We're going to fish it. It's just a privilege. And, you know, Tom, I probably have to go because we got some work to do here.
I know you do, sir. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. We'll be looking at the weigh-in a little bit later on today.
All right. Well, it's fun. We'll be at the fish Friday night. We'll see you there.
That sounds good. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte here at the Governor's Cup, Fort Peck Lake. Let's welcome guests sitting here. We are at the rail at the Fort Peck Marina. You couldn't have a better place, I think, to do a show here today. Lisa Koski is with us with the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Pardon me, not Montana. Glasgow Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Lisa. And also Carla Hunsley with Missouri River Country, Executive Director there. So how are you doing today, Carla?
I'm doing good. Thanks,
good.
Tom.
How's Lisa doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, Greg gave you a shout out there too, but it's so well deserved. You were telling me that this is probably the event that's your favorite, which I'm happy for because it takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does. We start planning this as soon as this Gov Cup's over. We plan for next year.
Yeah.
We start the ball rolling all over again, but I have a very core group of people that have been doing this. I've been involved in the GovCup since the ninth year, so this is the 38th year, so I've been doing it a long time. Started on a patrol boat, and then I went into product sales, and then I started doing the books for the chamber. So I was in charge of the finances, the payouts, that kind of thing. And then 16 years ago, I became the executive director. Yeah. And have been doing this ever since.
And thanks for doing it. You're doing a great job. I come up to Glasgow a couple of times a year. The town looks great. It does. You know,
it does.
There's businesses, there's activity. So maybe give us a sense of what this tournament means to the town. But how is Glasgow and this community doing?
Right now we're an agriculture community. The crops don't look really well. We got late rain, a little too late in the year.
It's green here.
We just had a lot of rain over the 4th of July.
Okay.
But it was a little too late for a majority of the crops. There's some people that got in later that are doing better, but the crops we're struggling this year, and we're an ag community. But one or two years of drought, we'll be okay. It's that third and on that hurts us. But when you can tell when the farmers are doing well because everybody thrives.
Yeah.
This tournament alone brings in over, because most of the fishermen are here for roughly 10 days. So they'll come through 4th of July and stay through GovCup and kind of make it a family vacation, because we have a youth fishing tournament. We have a guys and gals, adult, child. So we have a lot of different activities going on throughout the tournament. And they're here for 10 days, but we estimated with our ITRR rates that it brings in over $750,000 to the Glasgow Fort Peck area.
Real money.
Real money.
It's bam, there it is. Because I'm, stayed overnight, and there was not a place that didn't have a boat or a camper, so you could see that there were people enjoying the recreation. And like the governor said, too, he's out on the lake, and there's 170-some, boats fishing out there in this tournament, and there's plenty of room, which is pretty cool.
The shoreline of the Fort Peck Lake is larger than the entire coast of California, over 1,600 miles of shoreline.
That, flattens me. I don't even get that,
It's a big lake out there.
Yeah. Carla, talk about working with the Chamber of Commerce. You're with the Missouri River Country, regional tourism, executive director there. Obviously, it is a premier event, but you look at some of these other events. You got the Stampede going on. We'll talk about that a bit later. I got to get Lisa back to work here. But talk about the importance of this event to not just the Glasgow area, but all of Missouri River Country.
Right. Yeah. Like Lisa says, it brings in a lot of people and a lot of revenue for our area, and it helps our whole region. If they're coming through, who knows if they're going to stop somewhere else and visit our museums or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it just helps the whole. The whole region, our economy, huge event. One of our largest events throughout the whole year in my whole region. So, and there's other events too, but this one is a big one, and it's fabulous, and who doesn't like to fish?
Right, yeah, yeah. And Lisa, like you said, 16 years for you, but I'm talking to a lot of people. I've been fishing this thing for 20 years. Or I chatted with, what was his first name? I think I wrote, Todd Tryon. He's with the FWP, right?
Yep.
I've been doing this 16 years, That really helps, doesn't it,
yes.
to have a tradition. But it also puts pressure on you to maintain the tradition.
Yes, every year we're trying different things to improve the tournament every year. So sometimes things don't go exactly the way we planned the year before. Like last year was the first year we implemented the shotgun start. And we took a lot of negativity because people felt it was going to be really unsafe.
Mm.
But the shotgun start, it's a lot safer than going out single file, because when you're going single file, boat after boat, those waves get terrible out there.
You're right.
And if you do the shotgun start and you just all 50 boats, if the tournament was full, they spread out across the start line and they go their different directions. They're not following the waves. The slower boats stay behind, but in general, most of the faster boats go out. It's been great, and people, the naysayers, they actually said what a great thing it was to the tournament.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Oh, well, I witnessed that this morning too. I was here early just to see that, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Herbold's going to join us here a little bit later on too. He's a fisherman. So we can't believe half of the things that he says. I think.
No.
Is that right?
Yep. Joe's full of fish.
That'll be fun. He pops in here. Joe, we're talking about you already. It's right. Yeah. Oh, he's okay with that, right? Yeah. Yeah. Carla, I kind of want to. We'll have you kind of hang on here too, and I know that Lisa's. Oh, we're getting some wind.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. We're good.
Oh, you're good here all day.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So let's chat some more here. Joe, why don't you go ahead and put this on? I mean, what are you doing? Get over here. How far will it reach? I know we're live on the air. Voices of Montana, statewide. 18 stations, 27 signals, and we're welcoming Joe Herbal. Joe, can I hear you?
Well, let's hope so.
I think I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, super. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I don't know if I've got you here yet, Joe.
It was a sweet trip up, relatively quick. I've been here 5 minutes sooner, but my pickup governs out at 105 miles an hour.
All right, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear you confessing those speeding tickets on the air here, Joe.
Well, hopefully there's no statute of limitations. Once I'm here, I think I'm okay.
I think that's true too, right? Lisa, talk about the camaraderie that, and then Carla, I'll have you kind of address the same question. You know that happens here. I'm surprised, not really surprised by it, but I'm delighted by it because it's just everybody has that sense of oh. Come on, put all your worries away, and let's just get out here and fish today, right?
I have met so many amazing people over the years that I've been doing this, and a lot of them don't fish anymore as they've gotten older. And it's not easy to be out there in 100-degree heat and in the wind and the rain. But a lot of them come back in the summer just for visits if they don't fish anymore. So they become family. I mean, I know people from Wyoming, Nebraska, then they come back and we see them around town, and it's just like they've always lived here.
Yeah.
So it's a great group of people. I always meet new ones. And like I said, the community is very welcoming to the individuals. So a lot of them have bought cabins or built homes on Fort Peck Lake. So it's just, it's a community feel.
Yeah, right. And once people kind of come here, they want to go, how can I get a piece of this a little bit too, you know?
And we actually have 17 states represented in this tournament this year, the highest we've ever had.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, this tournament sells out every year.
This is the first year we haven't sold out.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few factors that, you know, there's so many fishing tournaments out there, and the economy right now is a little tight.
It is,
people
right.
with money. Things are expensive.
Yeah.
Between that and we have the forward and non-forward facing sonar technology. I don't know. I'm sure there's some fishing. More. Joe would probably have some more fishing perspectives. But like I said, people are aging out, and the young ones are getting in, but they seem to have the money and the strength and stuff. Talk to Joe on that
part. Joe, this is the first year that you are not fishing this tournament in a while, right?
Yes, and talking about aging out, and it's not easy. And to admit that I'm not good enough any longer.
I told Joe we're going to recap his career winnings on the air. There's a few, though, right? Your daughter Holly,
Haley,
told me last night. I ran into her that you didn't get skunked every year you fished in this tournament.
Yes, well, yeah, but we did place in 11th place here. 4 years ago?
Yeah, not too long ago.
That's pretty good.
We had a great tournament, but and of course now it's just you have to be very good, and these young kids. With the forward-facing sonar, the technology is there, and it takes time on the water.
We're going to talk more about that here in a little bit too, and talk about because Haley said, I'm getting that itch now. You know, she was okay with not fishing, but now as the tournament gets closer, I got to get going.
I talked to her last night too.
Did
she said, it's weird not doing it.
Yeah. Carla, I want to have you talk about some of these other events too, that like the Stampede, and they rival this in a lot of ways, especially in the camaraderie sense of things. I think maybe address that, how important that is when you're out there talking about recreation in this area, that people know that they're going to come and they're going to be treated as family around here.
Absolutely, yeah. We just have just world class outdoor recreation, and people come. Enjoy the outdoors. And outdoors anymore is one of the largest things that bring people in. And boy, do we have it over here in Northeast Montana. I was at the Wolf Point Wild Horse Stampede last night, and it goes on for tonight and Saturday. And there's a parade today and Saturday again at noon. But it's just, and it brings people in. It helps these communities. They need that boost because, in the wintertime, we don't see a whole lot of people around here. Yeah. So this is our season to enjoy people coming and helping our businesses. On Saturday, also in Malta, they're celebrating the 20th dinosaur.
Dinosaur Trail anniversary.
Yep. And so they're doing an event in Malta, and so that'll help the Malta community. And all our towns, they have fairs and rodeos that bring people in. And Sydney, Fairview, Malta, Circle, they all have events going on that helps the communities and helps the whole region.
Well, I looked at the Glasgow Courier this week, and the headlines were small town, big celebrations.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. And I appreciated that, talking about Opine, even.
Yep.
Having a parade.
And they had a rodeo last the 30th of June, and that's their big signature event up there. And people go up there. That's the big thing to do in eastern Montana on June 30th.
Yeah.
And Hinsdale had theirs over 4th of July. So, yep, they all have, and they pretty much have them set schedules. And then there's the powwows that go on, and they're an awesome event. So if you've never been to one, even at the rodeo last night, they had some dancing and their outfits. It's just fascinating to see this stuff.
Yes, it is. I agree. Go to a powwow, especially if you haven't. It'll be an experience that you'll appreciate.
Yep. Totally. And you're welcome. Totally welcomed.
I'm going to grab these 4-H kids before they leave. They were serving breakfast here, and I kind of got them lined up, and they're a little bit nervous, Carla, Lisa, to come on the air today. But they are heading off. That's Brinley, I think. And she almost snuck out of here, too, didn't she? Got her. So we'll take a break and come on back and talk. They were serving breakfast here, and they'll do it tomorrow morning as well. Starts at 5:00.
Till nine.
Yep. Right. And they're going on a DC trip, so we'll talk about that. Lisa, good stuff. Thank you for all the work that you do here. It's Missouri River Country. We're having a Missouri River Country kind of time. 4:06 in today. Voices of Montana Live, the 38th annual Governor's Walleye Cup, Fort Peck Reservoir today and tomorrow. Just one of Montana's biggest tourism events as well. And a lot of this supports that fish hatchery as well, the Fort Peck Fish Hatchery, which I think it was 1998 when they opened that up and became fully operational by 2006. And that's really made Fort Peck Lake a destination spot. We're going to switch gears just only a little bit here. We're getting 4:06 in, but we're going to maybe talk a little bit about Washington, D.C. We have 4-H kids here. I shouldn't say kids, students, all right? Young adults from 4-H clubs, and they were serving breakfast this morning. Brinley, where are you from?
I'm from Hinsdale.
Hinsdale. Right. Brinley, what's your last name?
Borson.
Okay. Shout out to all those in Hinsdale, right?
Yeah.
How often? And Logan, what's your full name?
Logan Kennard.
Logan Kennard. And where are you from?
I'm from Glasgow.
Right on. Lucas.
Yep.
Where are you from?
Glasgow.
And your name?
Luke Tatafu.
Right. Cool. What 4-H program are you in? What's the name of your group?
Oh, Lucky Clovers.
Lucky Clovers. You?
Yep.
I am Tampico Boys.
Okay, cool. And Brinley?
Cherry Creek.
Wow. We do a lot of, there's three groups in this area then. So 4-H seems to be pretty strong up here, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Why is it so strong, Brinley?
Well, I know a lot of parents encourage it. It teaches a lot of lessons, like leadership. It's very important.
It is, right. And it teaches you how to even talk on the radio, doesn't it? Logan, why don't you talk about what it is, what you guys did this morning, and how early you might have gotten up to do that?
We got up at about 3 in the morning to go over here and serve breakfast to everyone. So we were preparing pancakes and sandwiches and all sorts of things to serve to anybody who wanted it. And we were serving it just as donation, so
yeah.
You didn't you paid as much as you wanted to.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, right? Because people they did. And what's this for? Tell me what it's for.
It is for the Washington, D.C. trip.
When are you taking it?
Sometime next year.
Yeah. Summer. Those are really cool, Lucas. They really are. Brindley, you've been there, so I'm gonna ask you first. What was it like for you to go on that trip with 4-H, with colleagues, to Washington, D.C.?
It was really fun. I learned a lot from it. And, you know, just like having the experience was really nice. I had a lot of fun on it.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think you learned? I mean, was it your first time there?
Yes, it was.
Did you like the monuments?
Yes. Everything was just so beautiful, and it was just, it's such an experience, and I recommend that everybody go try it if you have the opportunity.
Lucas, what are you looking forward to when you on this trip?
Just the cool places, probably, and all the, you know, fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've never been to D.C. before?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And Logan, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing some of the monuments. Specifically, I kind of want to look at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, yeah. What do you guys think about, you know, you're going to be in Washington, D.C., right? And you're young adults. And, you know, what do you think about today's world? What do you think, period? I mean, do you have any thoughts about growing up in today's world and what your opportunities are, Lucas? I know it's a heavy question, yeah. Right? Yeah. Are you thinking about a career? Are you thinking about college or
not really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe become a pilot.
Oh, cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
And you can do that.
Yeah.
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 Logan, what about you?
Well, I'm probably going to go into the trades. I'm thinking of going into metallurgy, specifically kind of welding and brazing and sorts. And if that doesn't work out for me, well, I got a plan B, which is masonry.
Oh, cool. I thought you were going to say fishing. Yeah, that's not a very good plan B, right? It is for some people. Brindley, what about you? I mean, what are you inspired to do?
Well, I'm going to be a CNA, so I'm kind of interested in, like, the nursing field.
Yeah. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
Are you going to school somewhere?
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah. Just getting that plan going.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Why did you pick that field?
I just enjoy helping people and making feel like, well, it makes me feel good that I make people feel good about themselves and helping people get healthy. It just inspires me a lot.
Yeah. Lucas, tell me about your club.
The Lucky Clovers. So every year, I guess, we just did a highway cleanup around Nashua. And I don't know. It kind of takes a while to do that, but it's kind of fun. We get ice cream after. Yeah.
What about your club, Logan?
We kind of do some of the same things. We're involved in the community. Sometimes we'll go to the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, thing to help out there. And we also do a highway cleanup.
Yeah. Brindley, your club?
For my club, I would say we're more of a relaxed club. But I think we're very good at teamwork and we all get along very well. So, you know, if somebody has to step up, there's more than one that's willing to do it.
Yeah, yeah, super.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. Are you going on the D.C. trip this year?
No, I am not.
But you were just here helping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys have fun this morning?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Sure.
3 a.m., Logan. That one still stings a little bit.
Yeah, I'll just fall asleep at like 12:30. It'll
okay.
be fine.
Yeah, not too far from here. Well, thank you, guys. Good luck on your trip. You'll enjoy D.C. You really will, especially your first time there. And you'll want to go back because there's so much to learn there. Yeah, enjoy it. Lucas, thank you very much. Logan, nice job. Appreciate that. Brindley.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun. All right. See you guys later, and thanks for serving. 5 a.m. tomorrow here, okay, at the Fort Peck Marina. We are live. You should go fishing. You ought to be fishing this weekend. Maybe even right now you should be fishing. There's plenty of people fishing right now, but it might not be you. But that's why we're here. Welcome back. We're live from Fort Peck Lake at the Fort Peck Marina here as well. Scott and Jessica have got some plans for this place as well. They picked this marina up maybe 6-7 years ago and chatted with Scott last night. He's out there. He guides day in and day out here from the Fort Peck Marina. And so he'll be one that probably I would have bet on in the Calcutta. Because he's here an awful lot. Welcome back again, Tom Schultz, live from Fort Peck and the Governor's Walleye Cup. Joe Herbold is with us. He's not fishing this year. He's been an announcer around here. And you've been, how long have you fished this lake?
Well, you know, I mean, I really didn't know that there were walleye until I moved to Jordan in 1985. And then I was talking with Carla in 1986. They put me in the chamber, and in 1986 I said, we've got this lake. And I was reading in Fisherman, there were walleye tournaments. I said, we should have a walleye tournament.
Ah.
And so that was the first Hell Creek walleye tournament in 1986. And so we're at 39 years this year. And so 40 years of fishing. You know, tournaments, active for 40 years. Gov Cup, I don't know how many times I was MC.
Yeah?
Probably 15.
Yeah, yeah. And, that's a lot of years, you know.
It was, you know, yeah. and the reason I retired from being the MC is as I've gotten older, I used to be a name library. I remembered everybody's names. And the last few years, come to find out, I have a lot of friends named Buddy.
I do too, Buddy. We all do. I love the buddies out there. Carla's liking that one, by the way.
I do.
We kind of identify with it too, Joe, so you're not alone in that regard. Yeah.
But
yeah,
for somebody who remembered so many names, it really hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, well, it's time to step away.
Well, I get that, you know. I want to talk about this lake a little bit, what you've learned. Carla Hunsley is with us as well, executive director of the Missouri River Country Tourism Region. I want to have you comment about, you know, as we talk about how important this lake is and the fishermen and all the we just had some 4-H'ers on the air, you know. Mm-hmm. And you don't think about this impact for them, but they're out here getting up at 3 a.m. They're service and for a reason. So isn't it interesting how, like Joe, they said, let's have a tournament, and you start walking things out, and then you end up 38 years later with a tournament that blesses even 4-H kids.
Yeah, and these kids, you know, how wonderful that they're getting up early, coming out here and cooking to earn money to go to D.C., I believe it was. So yeah, and who knows, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing this now. They go off to college. Are they going to come back here? Possibly, because, you know, because we're doing that now. We're making it so our kids, yes, can come back here and live. That's what we want.
That's been a focus. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so that's what Missouri River Country does. We try to help the businesses and the area so that our kids can come back here.
Yeah.
That there's some reason to come back.
So. I appreciate that. Joel, you fished with your daughter Haley,
yes,
for so many years.
Yeah.
Talk about that. I mean, how you don't, well, there's people do have opportunities like that, but you got to grab them. I mean, that has to be so precious to be able to do that.
It is. And, you know, obviously she and I, you know, have looked forward to it for so many years.
Yeah.
I'm sure feelings are terribly hurt that we're not doing it this year. But,
well, I chatted with her yesterday, and she said I was okay with it, you know. And then, like I told Carla and Lisa, up until, you know, about yesterday, when you get that itch to get out and fish, right?
Yeah, and but it is. It's fantastic. I wish that, and there are a lot of fathers, sons,
yes,
that are, say, my age, and their sons are moved off to wherever. The fish come, get together and fish this tournament, which is a great family deal.
It is.
What, 3 years ago in the Guys Gal thing, I fished with my granddaughter, who is, what, she was 9 at the time, and we caught the big northern of the day. That got us $50.
Right.
In cash. So that, you know, it even adds to that when you can get your young children or grandchildren fishing a tournament. We've got some younger parents who fish with their children in the Gov Cup, and they take their beating. You know, I did that with, I think my son fished a tournament with me when he was 10 years old. Oh. And, you know, when you do that, you know you're going to take a beating, but you do it anyway.
As far as, you know, you're not out to win the tournament. You're out to be in the tournament to make memories.
And it's a family thing. Yeah. And yeah, you know, I fish. I don't fish tournaments, but I love to fish, you know. And so, and it's not just tournament time that people come.
Right.
Fort Peck Lake is such an awesome lake, and people come from all over just to vacation. And what a fabulous place to vacation, because I tell my husband, it's like, oh, I wished, you know, there was a place to go on vacation like Fort Peck. Well, I live here, so when I go on vacation, sometimes that's what I do. I fish.
Right,
So, yeah, next awesome door. Place to visit. Northeast Montana is great for a lot of things.
Give us some fishing tips, Joe. What are they doing out there that's going to work for them today?
Well, you know, we have a real diversity right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the forward facing sonar guys, that, you know, the aces, they're out there using their forward facing sonar targeting specific fish. I mean, they're chasing five big fish for five bites a day.
Gotcha. They're not looking for a school. They're looking for a school, but they're looking for the big school master.
Well, right. I mean, they're just, and they, you know, they know what marks they're looking at their forward-facing sonar. They target those fish. Joe Fisherman, right now, I don't remember the fishing ever being this good on Fort Peck, Tom. It is absolutely awesome right now. And so they pull bottom bouncers with rigs, a snell, long snell, and they're chasing around anywhere probably from 10 to 25 feet of water and just dragging stuff along waiting for a bite. There are probably guys out there pitching jigs next to weed lines and hoping for bites, you know. And obviously, it must be going pretty well. You know, I heard you talking with Governor Gianforte, and he said they'd already have, a couple of fish in the boat.
He might have been lying. Yeah.
Well, surely the governor of this state, great state, would not lie to us.
He's a fisherman. So, you know, I'm just kidding, obviously. Yeah.
You know, and of course, the diversity of fish here is just, you do not know what you're going to have on your line. It might be a walleye, might be a smallmouth, might be a northern. And sometimes the way they react, you do not know which fish it's going to be.
Tell me a story. Tell me a story about what you run into one of these days, or you know, in your fishing experience out here. Maybe it was the biggest fish you caught or the biggest fish you lost that you don't want to tell.
Well, there's too many of those, but, there's just too many. Years and years ago, I had a friend teach me to fish smallmouth bass. And at that point in time, you had to go clear to the west end of the lake. We call it the Narrows, and that's where you went for smallmouth bass.
Yep.
And we would have great days, and of course, smallmouth bass now are everywhere. A good story here, though, it's probably been 10, 12 years ago. I'm fishing with a friend of mine, Dale Holland from Shepherd, and we're in a spot that typically holds walleye. And we're crewing through, boom, and I catch it like a 4-pound smallmouth. Which is a really nice smallmouth. I bring the smallmouth up, and three or four others the same size come up with it, which is typical for smallmouth. And I raise him up, and I drop him down. Down they go, up they come, down they go. Dale, check this out, man. This is so cool. And he says, do I have to remind you that we are in a walleye tournament? Quit screwing around.
Apparently, you had to be reminded. But you just can't help yourself. Fishing is too fun. Yeah.
It is. Of course, same partner. We're in the Hell Creek tournament. And He hooked up on a huge smallmouth, 21 and a half inches long.
Oh, wow.
It only weighed 6 pounds. But it was a rodeo, and this fish is everywhere. And finally got it in the boat, and Dale said, God, he said, now I see why you love fishing smallmouth so much. And he said, Joe, I'm just shaking. And it was so exciting for him to catch that huge smallmouth.
Cool.
So, you know, it is just a lake full of adventure.
I love that. Yeah. Carla, what's your favorite fish? Or what do you like to fish?
Well, we fish for walleye. Well, like yeah. Joe said, you know, you're out there fishing for walleye, but you might pull in a northern. You might pull in a bass like that. And yeah, it's always exciting, and I fish with my husband, and we always think, you know, when the fish, if it stays down, I don't know, Joe, you probably know more about this, but if it stays down, then we pretty much know it's a walleye. But then when they're really going out there, that's a northern, and so then we get more excited with the walleye, of course. But it's just fun catching fish,
yeah.
You know, anything, yeah. So
what's
yeah.
it like in August? Because I'm coming back.
Well, you know, historically, Tom, we've always felt that August was just a terrible month to fish. However, last year, August was just...
Really? Carla's shaking her head. Yeah.
It was incredible last year. So I don't know what's happening with the lake, whether the Corps of Engineers established a new pool level. They dropped it down to, help me out here, Carla, maybe you know, I think it was... The max pool used to be somewhere around 2240. I think they dropped it down to 2230 something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but they dropped it down. Okay.
So anyway, it appears maybe the lake level, we're not getting subject to these rises and falls. Uh-huh. We have bait fish everywhere. You go out there and you run your depth finders, and it's just bait ball after bait ball after bait ball. So we have a tremendous feed base right now.
Don't move a muscle. Clean, drain, dry. Yes, I did talk to some folks from the FWP this morning. Todd Tryon, Chase Sanderson, Carly Chatton, and they are out there, you know, say, there's a lot of work that's done ahead of these two tournament days for the FWP, but they're still out there enforcing. It was really cool to talk with them because they're excited to be here as well. Welcome back. Just a few more minutes from the Fort Peck Marina. Big shout out to Scott and Jessica Collinsworth as well for letting us do the show here from the deck, from the rail. There was a lot of people here this morning, but it's a little bit quiet right now because it's that time of day. Joe, tell me a little bit more about this tournament, because I know, the fish are, they'll be back in about 3:30, 4 o'clock. They head out right around 6:45, shotgun start. 100% of the entry fee goes back into prize money here. Right? That's unique, and it's really helped fund this tournament over the years.
It has, you know. I mean, having been here for so long, I've gotten to watch the rise and fall of this tournament numerous years ago. Entries had dropped to a terrible level, and it was close to the chamber saying, "Yeah, we're done." And the next year. Came back strong and then filled the year after that, and it's filled for the last several years. But it is such a class act. I mean, 200 volunteers or whatever. It's so well run.
200 volunteers, crying out loud.
I can remember years ago.
I got 1 minute.
1 minute. Years ago, we used to come in and they would do the awards and stuff right down here in front of us. Come off the water at 90 degrees or 95 degrees and get on to land, be, oh, this is hot. And so they moved it down to the downstream campground down there in the trees and the shade. What a wonderful thing. Transition that has been.
It really was, yep.
And so, you know, you just can't say enough about this tournament.
Yeah, Carla, and you just can't say enough. I got 30 seconds left.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
I would just like to talk about tomorrow. So the Department of Commerce released a new Montana brand.
Oh yeah.
And so tomorrow they're doing a tour, and they're bringing this pickup, And it's going to be in the parade tomorrow in Wolf Point, and then it's going to be back here at the weigh-in here at Fort Peck.
So that pickup is super cool.
It is awesome. Yeah.
Joe Herbold, thank you so much.
Carla Hunsley,
thank you so much. Lisa Koski, and all the 4-H kids.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.